30, Rashi, lo yisishchat al chomutz v'goymer, roshchitas Pesach, and the shechting of the carbon Pesach, zmano, it's time, mitchilas sheva, from the beginning of the seventh hour, shehu ben arbayim, which that's considered the afternoon, shekvar noita chamul etzad shkiyasa, because the sun is already turning towards its setting. V'hachem imperek amar lehen amamunah, and this is what we say in Maseches Yuma, a perek called, amar lehen amamunah, tzloise d'Avraham, the davening of Avraham, in other words, the tefillah of Mincha, mechimashcheri koisli, from when the walls start to get dark, from when there's a shadow, d'haino mechatzois ve'elach, which that is from chatzois and onwards, v'gamrinon minah, and we learn from it, the shchitas ha-tomid, that the shechting of the carbon tomid of the afternoon, mitchilas sheva, is from the beginning of the seventh hour. The Kashilon Hossam, we have a question over there. Masnis in the Tomid Nishchat, Vesheshoy Samatzah, from the Mishnah, which says that the Karmel Tomid is Shechted from 6.5 hours and onwards. Umashani Lon, and we answer, Shani Koisle Beis HaMikdash, that the walls of the Beis HaMikdash are different. Deloy Michavni, that they were not equal. Rechovin Tachtein Ma'oi, that the bottoms were very wide. In other words, the top was narrower. V'loi Mishtachri, and they're not going to get dark. They're not going to have a shadow. Ad Sheishu Mechza, until 6.5 hours in the day. So we asked, Ve'ema Kol Chad V'chad, each one. Yiva'er, he will burn it. Samach L'shchiptasei Ma'at, close to when he shechts. Vimsha Ad Teisha, and if he waits until the ninth hour for his carbon Pesach, Yivarena Mateisha, so he'll destroy the chametz in the ninth hour. So we respond, Zman Shchita Kam Rachmana, in the time of Shchita. Loichilka Teir Yisrael, the Teir doesn't divide for the Yidden, Lazez Manoi V'Lazez Manoi, for this one his time and for this one his time. Hoil V'Kova Loizman, since it fixes the time, the isuri shava bekoil, and its isur is equal to everyone. Lekulam zman echad kava, for all of them one time it's fixing. And then we said she av malacha, the burning is an av malacha. Vezu avar shleil tzayrachi, and this is burning which is not for the need. In other words, not for the need of cooking. Vahakos of asa malacha biyamtav, and the Torah forbids malacha on yamtav. Hilkach, therefore, hai rishon barbaasa kama. This rishon has to be on the 14th. Acholak. So we explain, Hitalacha Kosov, the Torah is permitting for you, L'shahoysoi Mitzas Yom Biure, to leave it part of the day on which you burn it. V'iyoim Biure B'yomtev, and if the day of destroying it is on Yomtev, Mishari L'shahoya Klal, is it permitted to leave it at all? Ha'isk Ishchul, but we have this whole hekesh, this whole limud. V'achilas Matzah Mishach Sheicha, and the eating of Matzah is from the night. V'al Karchach, so you're forced to say, Hashbasas Se'er Kishatechshach, that the destruction of the Chametz would be by night. V'im Kein, and if so, Loi Mishkachas Acholach, you wouldn't have that part of the day is permitted. The Ilav Ach, that if not for the word Ach, Iklamerma, you can say, Bayim Arishim Ben Hashmashas, that the first day, Bein Hashmashes, Shul Ascholos Hayom, that's considered the beginning of the day of Tezvav, that's when you should destroy it. Aval Hashta, that now that you have the word Ach, Al Karchach, you are forced to say, B'yoim, B'soich, Yoim B'yurai, that within the day of the destruction, Shar Le Kar L'Shuhuyeh, that Pasuk permits to leave it.